trading off heartache. If it's not you, it's me to blame. Trading off heartache just the same. Trading off heartache as the lonely nights will pass us by. Trading off heartache to the day we die. They said two wrongs won't make a right. It's not where you're headed tonight. Little booze on the brain got you headed down a selfish highway. Last we talked, you said you won't be late. Well past midnight is I'd hesitate to call once again, only to get no answer. And a ring on the phone makes you feel alright. To the voice on the end says, tonight's the night. Voice on the end says, tonight's the night. We're trading our heartache. If it's not you, it's me to blame. Trading our heartaches just the same. As the lonely tears will pass us by, trading our heartache to the day we die.
They say two wrongs don't make a right. That's not where I'm headed tonight. A little booze on my brain got me headed down a selfish highway.
Trading Off Heartache by Dustin Harder, an indie blues singer-songwriter from Manitoba whose song Hold Me Tight, I Love You hit number one on the National Aboriginal Top 40 Countdown. I spoke with Dustin over Skype. Dustin, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hi, May. Nice to be a part of your show.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Yeah, my grandfather and uncle both performed. We did the kitchen jams. Music has been part of me almost my life. By the time I could crawl up to my grandfather and actually hold a guitar, I guess around 3 years old, I was playing around with them like they're my toys. And I guess about the age of six, you know, I got a guitar to show and tell in kindergarten and performed then. And I've been performing and writing ever since. So now I'm going to be turning 40 this year. So, yeah, so 20, 30, 35 years, 34 years.
Can you think of one album that was really life-changing for you from the first time you ever heard it?
One that stuck with me a lot, probably Pink Floyd, The Wall, that album in my teens, that one in particular, and actually I'd have to go back with Eric Clapton's Unplugged album. I got really turned on to the blues at about the age of 13, 14, and I meticulously studied that album, and I guess learned a lot about blues and my guitar playing, studying that album and learning it.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Nope. If it's got six strings, I'm good to go.
Who are a few of your strongest musical influences at the time when you were starting to develop your own sound?
Locally in Manitoba, artists like Big Dave McLean, Scott Nolan, The Perpetrators. I was very much a regular and hung around a lot at the Times Change, Time, Lonesome Club. A lot of artists hung out and converged, and a lot of bands were made through there. So, yeah, locally, them and throughout the years, I think influentially, I've always been influenced. I think I usually like to note John Lennon. I got the pleasure of naming my brother Lennon, my middle brother Lennon, after John. And just the careers of artists that I feel like kind of made a bit of a difference in the world culturally and socially. Bob Marley, John Lennon, guys like that.
How do you usually approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics usually come to you first, or do you tend to start with a hook or a riff?
Yeah, it usually comes with a chord progression that I like, or a riff, and then I'll start singing whatever comes through me, and I usually find that whatever kind of sticks with me is what it was meant to stick. And then once I feel that I've got the gist of it, then it's meticulously trying to arrange different things, how to make the song as relatable as possible.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed so that it felt like it was a gift?
Oh, absolutely. I've had a couple in my lifetime where it was literally like woke up from a dream, picked up the guitar, and there was the song. And a lot of the times, the writing that I do, that's kind of how it works. I don't beat songs away like they're a dead horse. They usually come and they fit, or I'll have little snippets of them throughout the years, and then finally I'll take one idea and mix three ideas together that'll form a song.
You recently physically released your debut album, Dustin Harder's Prairie Soul, and you'll be digitally releasing it hopefully sometime this summer worldwide. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say there's a theme. It was it's kind of the my first outing of music that I've been writing over the years, and to be honest, I was having a hard time working within the industry years ago, trying to classify. Everybody was asking me in the industry, what genre are you? Because I like to perform and write in multiple genres. But finally, I had a date and a meeting with Mitch Podolak from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and he sat down and listened to my material, and I played some music, and I said, "Can you help me define my genre?" And he came up with rock and prairie soul roots and blues, which I found wasn't really a genre. It's a bit of a mouthful. But after going back to what he had said, the word prairie soul came out. So I like to define the music that I make as prairie soul music.
Your song Hold Me Tight, I Love You reached number one on the National Aboriginal Top 40 Countdown. Tell me about that song.
Actually, it was pretty interesting as far as the recording process for that song goes. It's pretty live off the floor. I had recorded the bed tracks, all came along with one take with the bass and drums and rhythm guitar. And some of my recordings, when it goes to put the color and the lead guitars on top, sometimes I do exceptionally and things like that, but that particular song from beginning to end was all one take. So it turned into being a bit of an earworm of a song. When I perform it live, I usually joke around and ask how many times I sing the words I love you in the song. And in the live version, I go off and it probably about 45 to 55 times during the song. I get people engaged in guessing and usually give a CD to the person who comes closest. However, it's always different. So one of the best answers I got live was this: how many times do I sing the words I love you in the song? And somebody in the crowd said, just enough. So they happened to win the prize.
I never thought for once in my life that I'd find you, and I can say for certain that I'm through with hurt and a love. Let's dance on.